Now we have in this psalm, in verses 3 and 4, we have a record of the shepherd's mind. That is, of the thoughts of the shepherd's mind. Listen to him here. He restoreth my soul. David knew what that was. David had sinned. He was that little lost sheep that got out from the fold. He restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. But we must follow. You notice what he said. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. And that's the way you tell his sheep. You see, in that day, a shepherd never drove his sheep. The sheep followed him. That's not true in that land today. Every now and then you'll see a shepherd ahead of his sheep, but very seldom. But in that day, he knew his sheep. He'd been with them day after day. They followed him. Now we have here in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's courage and comfort. Now, death is, I think, the supreme test of life. And he's not saying to wait till you got on your deathbed. The human family, the entire human family today, is in the shadow of death. It's a picture of a man, when you're born, you start down a great canyon. And that canyon is the valley of the shadow of death. And you're constantly in it. Today, you know, they say here in Los Angeles that when you cross the street, you better move in a hurry because we only have the quick and the dead. If you're not quick, you'll be dead crossing the street. You're always in the shadow of death. Someone put it like this, the moment that gives you life begins to take it away from you. And so we're all of us in Death Valley. All of us are there. And the shadow of death on us. And though I walk through it, I'll fear no evil. That's the courage and comfort that he gives. And when of our loved ones die, well, we can always have what? We can have courage and comfort. If that one is a child of God, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. And we can know that he's with us at all times and even at the time of death. For thou art with me. I want him with me when my time comes to die. Now will you notice thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And here will you notice this, rod and staff. A rod was for defense. A staff was for direction. And we had it put like this, thy gentle reproof and severe rebuke. He does both today. He has a rod for our defense, but he has a staff for our direction because these little old sheep are bound astray, and he has a staff for that. And they comfort me. I know this. I've learned this, friends. I'm getting up now to be an old man, and I look back on life, and I know this, that rod is a comfort, and he's used it on me several times, and I thank him for it because it's got me back into the fold. We need that. Then we come to the last of this. We have a reflection here of the happiness and hope of the shepherd's heart. Will you listen to this, verse 5? Thou preparest a table before me. We have here felicity and fruitfulness and fullness. All of that's undergirded with joy. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. What is that table today? I think it's the Lord's table, by the way. Back there, I think it was that God promised Israel physical blessings. Us, I think he's promised spiritual blessing. Now he says, thou anointest my head with oil. And that oil speaks of the Holy Spirit. We need that anointing today. We can't face life alone. And my cup runneth over. And that's joy. We need to be undergirded with joy today. He says, I've come that you might have life, have it more abundantly, and that your joy might be full. And like the little girl prayed, she said, Lord, fill up my cup. I can't hold very much, but I can run over a whole lot. We need Christians today that are running over. Then we have verse 6, all the way from the green pastures and still waters to the Father's house. He's our shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And he told me, he says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I do, I'm going to come and receive you again. You know, sheep aren't much, and we're not pedigreed sheep, by the way, but we do have a wonderful shepherd. Can you say it today at this moment? The Lord is my shepherd. If you can, you can say the rest of it. If he is the shepherd that gave his life for the sheep, and he's your Savior, you can say this song.